Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and go out, and shall find pasture. The thief comes not, but that he may steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life, and may have it abundantly. Jesus said these words in John 10, verses 9 and 10. And he said that he came to give man life, that they might have life and have it abundantly. Friends, I want to talk with you this morning about how that you can have the abundant life in 2023. Hello, my name is Chris Reeves, and I'm the host of the Let the Bible Speak program brought to you by the Warfield Boulevard Church of Christ. I'm so glad that you've joined us on this first Sunday of the new year. And I'm glad that you have begun this morning with a period of time of Bible study. And I want to thank you for that. If you are a regular listener of this program, I appreciate your support. I'm thankful to the Warfield Boulevard Church of Christ for sponsoring this radio program, giving me an opportunity each Sunday morning to study the Word of God with you. I'm thankful for all of you who listen and have an interest in spiritual things. You could be doing a lot more on Sunday morning, but you've chosen to hear the Let the Bible Speak program, and I'm encouraged by that. Thank you for listening. You know, we have 52 weeks and one day in 2023 and 53 Sundays. Lord willing, if we have more Sundays, I look forward to letting the Bible speak with you. Now, we're not given that promise that 53 Sundays is on a calendar, but in God's mind, our time here on this earth may be much shorter. Friends, we may just have 1 week. And I want you to be right with God before Jesus comes again. Let me help you to do that. Let me help you to have the abundant life that Jesus promises in John chapter 10 and verse 10. Let me help you engage in abundant living. The word means greater, a greater life, a better life, a more increased life that has greater blessings. Everybody's living on the earth. Everybody has physical things and living a physical life, but Jesus said, I've come to give them something more abundant, something better. And he gives a hint of that in verse 9 when he says, I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, saved, saved from sin. That's really the abundant life. When you're baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins. Friend, can I help you to do that? Or as an erring Christian, can I help you come back to Christ? Can I help you do that so that you can have the abundant life? Jesus didn't come to give people physical things. They already had that. He didn't come to give them fun and pleasure. They already had that. He didn't come to give them human wisdom. They already had that. He didn't even come to give them freedom from troubles and tribulations. Being a Christian will involve troubles and tribulations. But he did come to give them abundant living, and that's what I want to talk about this morning on the program. What a great way for you to begin this new year with the abundant life. Well, what is that? Well, there are several qualities and characteristics that I want to share with you this morning. We will move along quickly because there's so many of them, and I haven't even given an exhaustive list. I've selected some that come to my mind, but it certainly illustrates the abundant life. Friend, if you have physical things and fun and pleasure and human wisdom and you have work and school and neighbors and a house and a car, you have a living. But until you're saved from sin through Jesus Christ, you don't have an abundant life. So let me encourage you to have that. So what is abundant living? What is it that a true Christian has that other people don't have? Well, one thing that comes to my mind is inner joy and peace. A life without turmoil and stress and strain. Jesus said in John 16 and verse 33, "These things I have spoken unto you, his disciples, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." In me. In a right relationship with Jesus, you have peace. Think about going to bed at night with peace of mind, friends. Our sins have been forgiven. There may be issues and problems, but if Jesus were to come, we're right with God. We get help if we need it. We'll talk about that in just a minute. We can be at peace, even though there might be illness, even though there might be some job problems. We're given the promise, Hebrews 13, 5, that God will not forsake us. So even if there are some issues, we can be at peace, and especially to put our head on our pillow at night, knowing that we're forgiven of our sins and we can go to heaven. If we were to die in the night, or if Jesus were to come, we can be saved. Inner joy and peace. There's a lot of people in the world that don't have that. High rates of depression, high rates of anxiety. People turn to pills and people turn to all kinds of things. Some people turn to the bottle and alcohol. But you can have inner joy and peace. You can have better relationships with others. Jesus talks about loving your neighbor as yourself. When we love others as we love ourselves, when we treat others the way we would want to be treated, we call that the golden rule. It always betters our relationship with our neighbor and our spouse and family members and co-workers. When we love our neighbor as ourself, when we practice the golden rule, we have better relationships with others. That is a better life. When we have a higher quality of character, we're not living down in the slums of sin and in the gutter of degradation. We're a higher quality of character. That doesn't mean we're better than others, but it means we're living based upon godly principles. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 47, Jesus said, "You have heard, hate your enemy, but I say, love your enemy." And who doesn't want to be around someone who has a higher character, to even love those who are enemies? That's going to give us the more abundant life. You know, we even have help to cope with our problems. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16, the Hebrew writer says that we can come to the throne of grace. Jesus is our high priest. He's our mediator. He's our intercessor between us and God. And as a faithful Christian, we can go to God and go to the throne of God and get help in time of need. The abundant living is the life that gives us an opportunity to have help in time of need. As I mentioned just a moment ago, people turn to pills and drugs and alcohol and sexual immorality and gambling and other kinds of things to try to cope with problems in life. Some turn to anger and some turn to violence and killing and other kinds of things. But we have help to cope. We have help by reading God's word. We have help by going to God in prayer, answered prayer. If we ask according to his will, he hears us. And we have help from other faithful Christians in a local church. I was reading articles during the pandemic that many people during the pandemic did not have people to help them. They were literally in their homes by themselves, alone. God gives a local church, and we'll talk about that in just a minute some more. But we have help to cope. That's abundant living. That's greater living. That's a living that excels far above mere physical things and fun and pleasure and human wisdom. That's what so much of people's life is all about. They just look at the things of this life with their eyes, and they make choices like Lot did. He chose the well-watered plain of Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis chapter 13. But a few chapters later, he's living in a brothel of sin and homosexuality and problems that go along with that. And God has to rescue him from that sin and degradation and get them out of town before he burns up that town with fire and brimstone. So many people think that they're really living based upon the money that they can spend. I think of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15 who got his father's inheritance and he went out and blew it. And then he's eating with the pigs. His life, he's at the end of his rope, the end of his ladder, so to speak. And he's down in the muck and mire, and he has to come back to his father, living it up. And some people are living it up in the world, the things of this life. Demas forsook the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 10 because he loved this present world. John talks about in 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. It's not of the Father, but is of the world. And the things of the world pass away, but he who does the will of the Father abides forever. We've got to stop this thinking that life is all about living it up in sin. There are so many people that are just running fast and furious in sin. And it's about the physical things of this life. Jesus said, I came to give people more than that. More than that. There was already religion in his day, but they needed something more. There were already jobs and education and physical things and money, but they needed more than that. So I came to give them life and to give it abundantly. I can tell you from personal experience about abundant living. I was raised by Christian parents who raised me in this lifestyle and raised me to obey the gospel and become a Christian. And I can tell you through personal experience, many times in my life, I've experienced the abundant living. And it's above and beyond the things of this life that you would think of. And it is far better. And it helps us to get through life, to have the inner joy and peace and the better relationships and the higher quality of character and prayer. And so, friends, I would encourage you to have the same thing. You know, as we move on, looking at some characteristics of abundant living, another one that comes to my mind is a person who is a Christian bears the fruit of the Spirit. And when they do that, they have a better influence and a better example on those around them. People want to be around good people. Deep down inside, we want to be around people who are good. And in the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control, against such there is no law. We want to be around people that are loving and joyful and at peace and long-suffering and kind and good and trustworthy and meek and self-controlled. We want to be around people like that. I think about those signs that I see sometimes out in the yard. Be kind. Be kind. Where did that come from? That's not human wisdom. That's God's wisdom. All good principles come from Scripture. And we want to be around this kind of person. And so when we exhibit this in our life, the love, joy, peace, and so forth, people want to be around us. We can have a better influence over others and be a better example to others. People will listen to us and come to us for help and advice and encouragement because they want to be around people with these qualities. That's abundant living. The opposite of that is the works of the flesh. And just a few verses earlier, Paul had mentioned that. fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, fighting all the time, jealousy, wrath, faction, division, partying, envying, drunkenness, reveling, and such like. He goes on to say, we cannot be in the kingdom of God. We cannot inherit the kingdom of God with that. Not only that, but people just don't like to be around us. Nobody wants to be around somebody who's angry all the time and fighting all the time and dividing all the time and lascivious and deceitful and drunk and bowing down to unreal, fake idols, idols of the heart and mind and world rather than God. People don't want to be around somebody like that. We just become a better person who has better influence and example. You know, another thing that comes to my mind is that abundant living means that we have a Christian family in a local church to be around. Paul says that when we are baptized into Christ, and he's using the example in 1 Corinthians 12 of the local church at Corinth, and there's a local church, friends, in your community. Right here in Montgomery County, right here in Clarksville, the Warfield Boulevard Church of Christ, a body of Christ like we're going to read about here in just a minute in 1 Corinthians 12, and you can be a member of that and have family members, like members of a body also, hands and arms and ears and eyes, how our body helps each member work together and function. We have that kind of help. And so there are many members, but one body. And Paul says, in one spirit were we all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether bond or free, we are all made to drink of one spirit. It doesn't matter what our background is, social, racial, economic, educational. It doesn't matter. Geographic, it doesn't matter. We can all be baptized into Christ, and we can all be members of one body. And there's no division, verse 25, in that body. But whether one member suffer, all members suffer with it. And whether one member is honored, all members rejoice with it. I said to you earlier that I was reading about stories about individuals in the pandemic who didn't have anybody to come check on them and care for them. Some people died in their homes and others didn't even know it. I know personally about that in my own family just prior to the pandemic. Someone dying by themselves alone and nobody knew it until days later. How sad that is. But to have someone to check on you and have someone care for you and have someone to talk to and encourage and build up one another. The assembly, Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, the assembly is a place where we stir up to love and good works and we encourage one another. What a great thing. That is abundant living. That's more than just neighborly friends. That's more than just co-worker friends. A lot of people have friends, but to have a Christian family is abundant living. You know, we have a greater cause, and you will have a greater cause to live for each and every day when you get up. Some people don't have anything to live for, but we can work for God, and we can work in God's kingdom. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 10 that he labored more abundantly as a Christian. He was a co-worker with God, 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9. Working together, co-laborers with God. I can't think of any greater work and cause than to join hands with God to save the world. What a great cause. What a great thing to think about when you get up in the morning. I can do something to help someone be saved. I need to get that way myself, and then I can help others. Maybe I have family members or friends. You think about that. That is greater than any other cause that can ever be named. And I've heard a lot of causes lately. Some of them might be valid, some might be not so valid, but you hear about the global warming cause, and you hear about poverty causes and homeless causes. Those are fine. But ultimately, the cause of all causes is to become a Christian and be saved and help others to do that very thing. And we can labor in that in our own way. We all have different talents. And what a meaningful life. We have divine truth. God's word, John 17:17, is truth. And we can have it in us abundantly if we will hear and open up our ears. Matthew 13 and verse 12, after Jesus talked about the parable of the sower, which deals with the word of God coming into people's hearts. We can have that word abundantly in us and grow in us, but we've got to open up our ears to that. And so it's very important that we do that. And Jesus said, whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have abundance. That is in the context of the parable of the sower. We can have the word of God and have even more and greater help. Have it in abundance. Do you know you can have answered prayer? In Ephesians 3:20, God can give you abundantly more than you ask or think. Ephesians 3:20. It's very important, friend, to have answered prayer. And it also, the abundant living is the selfless life. When we come after Jesus and deny ourselves, Matthew 16:24, and we pick up our cross and follow him, do you know that the selfless life is really abundant living? Selfish people are sad. Selfish people, narcissistic people, they put on a good front, and you'll see them smiling at a dinner party, or they'll be laughing on social media, or they'll be expressing how they're having fun after work at the bar or whatever. But a lot of people that are selfish and narcissistic, they don't let on, but they are sad and depressed inside, even though they don't show it. But when you give yourself to others, when you serve others, make something for somebody, say something, do something, give a gift, help, there is that inner joy that is in your life that you are able to help somebody. The selfless service of others is abundant living. You get to see the fruit of helping others. You get to see the smile that you bring to somebody else's face, or the joy to somebody else. What a great thing. That is abundant living. And there's more. As if that were not enough, there's more. Paul talks about abundant grace in Romans 5:17. There's a lot of sin out there in the world. But for all the sin that is in the world, God provides abundant grace in order to save a person from sin. Grace in providing a Savior. Grace in providing the gospel, Romans 1:16. Grace in providing a Savior through Jesus, Romans 5:1 and following. Grace, abundant. There's abundant honor. We just read 1 Corinthians 12, verse 24. And how that when one member suffers, we all suffer. When one member rejoices, we give them honor. And Paul even says there in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 24, that members that don't get a lot of attention, God gives more abundant honor. Everybody in the Lord's church, big or small, young or old, man or woman, everybody is honored. You don't have that in society. People are looked down upon and belittled and poked fun of and embarrassed and rebuked and this and that. The Lord's church is a place where a person can be honored by their spiritual peers. That's abundant living. It's a place to have abundant love. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 4, love can abound. 2 Corinthians 12:15. Abundant joy, 2 Corinthians 8, verse 2. There it's the joy of giving and helping others. You see, friends, do you get the idea? Abundant life. Peter speaks of abundant goodness and mercy. The psalmist does also. It's Psalm 31, verse 19, and 1 Peter 1, 3. Some versions use the word abundant or great or excelling. These things are given to Christians, friend. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy begat us again unto a living hope. Some versions say abundant mercy. You see, God does not dole out things in some menial, minimum way. He gives it abundantly. And what a wonderful thought. To be saved in Christ is abundant living. Friends, you can experience that this year. You can start that today. Please contact us so that we can get together and learn what you need to do to become a Christian. What a great way to begin this year. Just get up and do it. Don't put it off any longer. Abundant living awaits you just around the corner if you will obey Jesus Christ. And it's not just the testimony of me. I could give the testimony of many, many men and women who have given their lives to Christ and have experienced the abundant life and have gone to the grave in that abundant living. And they would not trade that for anything, and they would say the same thing to you. Please have it in your life. You can have freedom from the bondage of sin, for Christ called us to freedom, Galatians 5:1. Don't be entangled again in a yoke of bondage. The bondage of sin, the bondage of human tradition, the bondage of ignorance. Jesus came to release the captives. Luke 4:18, he released physical captives through miracles, and he released all who were captive to the devil in sin. All who would come and obey him, of course. The blood of Jesus Christ is for all, but only those who apply it will be saved. Only those who want to be released from that bondage can be. But you've got to come and obey the gospel and obey Jesus Christ. You've got to be saved. You've got to repent and be baptized, Acts 2:38. And you will have that remission of sins, that freedom from that bondage. And that will give you hope beyond the grave. Paul wanted to go and be at home with the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 8. He wanted to depart and be with Christ, Philippians 1:21. That's abundant living, hope beyond the grave, and you can have that as well. Friends, thank you for joining us on the program, Abundant Living. That's why Jesus came. He wants to give you that. Let me help you. Let me study with you so that you can have that abundant living. Thank you for being with us, and have a good day.